potential fee on coal in Maryland is drawing opposition from West Virginia, one of the nation's largest exporters of this energy source. Maryland lawmakers are currently considering a bill that would impose a charge of $13 per short ton of coal transported through the state. Dubbed the Coal Dust Cleanup and Asthma Remediation Act, money from it would go towards reducing pollution associated with the fossil fuel. However, West Virginia's Attorney General J.B. McCuskey suggests the legislation could be unconstitutional, arguing it violates the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits states from enacting laws that unduly restrict or discriminate against interstate trade. McCuskey claims the bill will nearly double the cost of sending coal to or through Maryland, and asserts states should not, quote, fill their coffers at the expense of hardworking Americans miles away. The Attorney General wrote a letter to Maryland House and Senate leaders urging them to table the legislation, in which he claimed it inappropriately extracts large sums of money from energy suppliers to bankroll Maryland's budget. While West Virginia is the number two leading states in coal production, Maryland ranks much lower, coming in at 16th in 2023, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. But Maryland is home to the Port of Baltimore, the second largest coal exporting port in the country, though achieving that status reportedly came at the expense of nearby residents. A 2024 study by researchers at Johns Hopkins University found measurable amounts of coal dust traveling to communities nearly a mile away from the port, impacting schools, playgrounds, and homes. To address this problem, funds generated by Maryland's coal fee will be allocated to the state's Fossil Fuel Mitigation Fund, intended to address asthma treatment in affected communities. McCuskey says West Virginia supports these efforts by Maryland to solve what he calls its internal problems, but claims only 2% of funds from the bill will actually go to the Fossil Fuel Mitigation Fund, and the rest would be added to the state's general fund. The Attorney General further asserts the Port of Baltimore's importance to West Virginia's coal exports, making up over 50% of its total export product, will contribute to an increase in costs for his state of $182 million annually. McCuskey has offered to work with Maryland on possible alternatives to addressing the state's environmental concerns regarding coal, though he warned that if the proposed legislation moves forward without substantial revisions, West Virginia will likely be compelled to pursue legal action.